Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we got one short hadith to finish off the chapter that we were doing. The chapter on the obligation. Obligation means being necessary, being wajib, to obey those in authority in lawful matters. Here we explain the Islamic government, the Khalifa, the ruler of the time. To obey them is wajib, is necessary in lawful matters, those matters that are permissible. And the prohibition, in other words, is not permissible, it's haram. To obey them in those matters that are unlawful, those matters that are un-Islamic. In those matters, then we don't obey those people that are in authority. Why? Because the ultimate authority is the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is nothing that precedes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's authority. So the last hadith, an Abi Bakrata radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Man ahana sultana ahanahu Allah. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that whoever dishonors the ruler will be dishonored by Allah Ta'ala. Person showed disrespect to the Muslim leader, now he will be disrespected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, showing us that how important it is to respect the person that is in leadership. As we explain, a whole government, a whole country moves smoothly when there is respect for the leadership, so long as that leadership is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment you get people speaking out, writing cartoons, coming on the radio stations and speaking out against the leaders, then what happens is it creates nafrat, enmity, hatred from amongst the citizens for the person that is put in charge. Islam is a religion to bring about a system, to bring about peace, to bring about correct organization and administration. And one of the ways of bringing about correct administration is having respect for those that are in leadership. Obviously, it is very, very clear that those that are in leadership must be obeying the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person will automatically go into sin by just saying that we must obey our leaders. Whatever the leaders tell us to do, we must do. If they tell us to close the masjid, then we must close the masjid. If they tell us to get involved in interest and riba, we get involved in riba. Then a person is actually going into sin. We only obey the leaders when they are telling us something that is permissible for us to do, then only we do it. Today we start a new chapter. We won't go too much into the hadith of the chapter, but just explain a little bit about what this chapter refers to. An important chapter. The chapter on the prohibition against seeking authority and opting to reject positions of authority if one is not assigned to them or one is not needed. Here the chapter has to do with two parts. One is the prohibition against seeking authority. One is the prohibition to seek a position, to seek a uhda, that I want a certain position, I must become the minister, I must become the deputy minister, I must become a member of parliament, I must become the imam, I must become the amir of one jamaat. So seeking leadership, seeking authority, seeking to be someone, this is something that Islam discourages. A person should never seek it, that I want to become something. I want to have that position of recognition. A person should never even desire it. This is not something that Islam encourages, that I must seek, that I must be given a position of recognition. So this is what the first part of the chapter got to do, that the prohibition against seeking authority, seeking a position, and opting to reject positions of authority if one is not assigned to them. And the second part is that where there is a choice, that the person, if there are others that can fulfill the, for example, simple example, is imam of the masjid. When we go to any masjid that we are, and there are other people, there may be someone that is appointed, there may be someone that is not appointed, but there is other people there that can fulfill the position of making the imamat, then what we do is we opt that we don't want to do it. Because there are others that can fulfill the responsibility, there are others that can do the duty. So then at that point, when there are others that can do it, we shouldn't desire that I want to become the imam, I want to be the one that is leading. What we do is we appoint someone else to do it. Where there is others that can do it, where there is not a fixed appointed imam. Just one example I'm using. So here, Shariat is telling us where there is others that can do it. Now, in other words, there won't be any type. Otherwise, a person who is capable and is able, he says, I'm not going to do it. And someone else who doesn't know how to read, he doesn't know the laws of tajweed, he doesn't know the laws of salah, then this person now will become sinful because he knew the laws of salah, he knew the laws of tajweed, but yet he did not go. What this is speaking about is a person where there is a choice, there are others that can fulfill that duty, Now we are told in Sharia that we mustn't desire that position. I don't want to become the minister, I don't become the president, I don't want to become a leader when there's someone else that can fulfill that duty. Or I'm going out in Jamaat, I don't want to be the Amir of the Jamaat. Why? There are other capable people, there are able people here that can do it, they should rather be. So this is how a person should feel, this is how Islam is teaching us, that we don't desire position. And the last part of this is, so long as إِذَا لَمْ يَتَعَيَّنْ عَلَيْهِ أَوْ تَدْعُ حَاجَةً إِلَيْهِ, as long as he's not been appointed. Now once a person has been appointed, you've been appointed as the Imam, you've been appointed as the Amir, you've been appointed as the President, now the person should take up that duty, because now there's some official appointment that has been given. He didn't desire it, he didn't canvass for it, he did not go and say, vote for me, I want to be the leader, vote for me and I want to be the President. On his own, people voted for him, people chose him. When I say vote, in other words, people selected and they said, this person should be our leader, this person should be our Amir. So now this person has been put into that position. So this is a different issue. Or there's a need for a person like him, he's got a skill. For example, he's a doctor, and now there's a need for a doctor to treat a patient on the flight. There's somebody that's having a heart attack. Now he first doesn't desire that I must be the one to be appointed to treat, but there's a need at that moment, now he must go and help. He doesn't now go become humble on that occasion and say, no, let's see who else is here, let me start looking for someone else. Now there was a need at that moment, person should help immediately. Or there was a need, there was nobody to perform the salah, person went forward. Now that is a correct thing for him to do. Why? Because at that time there was a need. So this is what this chapter is speaking about. We'll continue tomorrow inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Is one ayat of the Quran, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah is speaking about Jannat and who are the inhabitants of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayat that this is the home of the year after. Jannat, this is the home of the year after, which we shall assign, Allah ta'ala is saying, which we shall assign to those who do not desire pomp on earth. They do not desire recognition on earth, they do not desire glory on earth, and nor do they desire to create any corruption on earth. Allah is saying the outcome shall be for those who fear Allah Ta'ala. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The outcome is Jannat, and the beautiful results of a person achieving Jannat is for who? Is for those people that have taqwa. So here we learn, not desiring any type of pomp, not desiring any type of glory. Unfortunately, our system has turned upside down. Everyone is desiring a certain position, and then he put placards up and he put posters up that vote for me and vote for me and vote for me. Whereas in Sharia, the person shouldn't be desiring that people should vote for him. Yes, if he is now by the seniors of the community, etc., appointed as in a certain position to do a certain duty, that is different. But to ask and canvass that I want to become a trustee and all you people must vote that I should become the trustee of this organization, or I want to become the treasurer and the treasurer position is open, or I want to become the leader, for whatever reason, so he gets all his friends and all the people that he know that vote for me because I want this position. This is completely against what Sharia is teaching us. Sharia is teaching us, we don't desire it. If there's someone else that can do it, we should hope that that person, someone else does it. And if now we have been appointed, and now at that point, now it becomes a responsibility, a person should take it on. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. See how much of humility is in Islam. Person is not desiring for any type of position. Person all the time wants to stay under the radar, not wanting to show up. This is something that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.